Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for all what you give and you provide to us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all what we are able to achieve from morning till now. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace, your help and your support to us. We thank you, Lord, for all our brethren, the workers in the church, all those who are willing to serve you and giving their best to achieve the purpose of yours in our lives, in the life of each and every family, in the life of your church. We thank you, God, for your word that you send us on time. We thank you for the salvation, the assurance of salvation that we receive from you, Jesus. Thank you for our names that are written in heaven. We thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Even this time, Lord, we come and we ask you to give us our needs, O God. I pray that we meet the needs of each and every member of the church, workers, family, and congregation. Even I pray for protection upon each and every one, member, family, and congregation of the church. Protect us from the evil one. Protect us, Lord, from this COVID-19. And also protect us from the vaccines and the effects of the vaccines in the name of Jesus. Spare us troubles, O God. Lord, we pray also, O God, that each and every member of the church will exercise the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives, more expressing more love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, long-suffering, perseverance, humility, generosity, that people will see the life of Christ in us. I pray also, Lord, that you will refill us once again with the Holy Ghost and those among us who are not yet baptized with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray you baptize them with the Holy Ghost and give them and give us once again the Holy Ghost gifts to go on and serve you. Message of wisdom, message of knowledge, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, healing, gift of faith, and gift of pastoring, evangelism, gift of teaching and prophesying, and whatever talents and gift we need as a church to serve you, that will be done. Lead us to new group and people to plant more Bible studies and congregation for your church. I pray also, Lord, bless all the ministries of the church, the ministry of evangelism, the worship ministry, the church school, and also the Lord, bless the publication ministry, bless the translation ministry, Lord. Bless all the media that the church is using to spread your word. I pray that we will receive the things that you want us to receive from one another and to spread it around us, to reach any new people. I pray for a new soul to come to Christ through this church and ministry of yours. I pray also, Lord, for more people to receive water baptism in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, Lord, grant us favor in all the places that you have placed your church, here in this country, in UAE, in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, and also, Lord, Malawi, and other places, wherever your church or members or family are there. I pray, give us favor from you and from men, that all our logistic needs, documentations, and legal things will be well provided, and we pray for the prosperity of these places, so we too will prosper, O God. Anoint our worship, O God, anoint our songs tonight, anoint the message, and even this recording, anointed, O God, to reach the places, O God, your people, your church, your body, that waiting for your word. We thank you, God, we bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, O God, we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your mercy to us. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Bye.
Yes, Lord, we continue to serve you, continue to praise you, continue to pray, and we continue to proclaim your word. Oh God, till you come and take us with you, O Lord. Oh God, increase our love toward you, O God, and our commitment to continue to serve you. Inspire us, Lord, and lead us today with your word and with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. O God, only you, O God, you are the center of our lives, and we continue to serve you, Lord. Lead us with your word, even as we are in your presence. Speak to us the things that you want us to do. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first food unto the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all that you provide for us from jobs and incomes. And here we are today. We are grateful to you. We bring you our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits and our vows. Lord, open the windows of heaven and bless us. And pour out so much blessing and rebuke the devourer in our life. And use this money, multiply it, O God, to reach the lost. We thank you, Master. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue today speaking about faith and deeds, and speaking about the works of Abraham that accompanied his faith in God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 20 and 24. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Abraham saw Christ, met him, and he was glad. And this is what Jesus said in John 8:56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Christ might mean that Abraham desired to see the days of the Messiah. As many as kings, prophets, or righteous men desired to see the days of the Messiah. As we read here in Luke 10, 24. Luke 10, 24. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Possibly what Christ means here, that Abraham saw his days through the eyes of faith, or he saw the promise by faith that in his seed, that is Christ, that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And he saw it and was glad. Abraham by faith also saw Christ in his days, his sufferings, death and resurrection from the dead in a figure, in the binding of Isaac, in the sacrifice of the ram, and the receiving of Isaac as from the dead. And he not only saw the Messiah in his type when he met Melchizedek, and who something was the Son of God himself, but he saw the second person, the promised Messiah, in a human form, as we read in Genesis 18, verse 2 and 3. Genesis 18, verse 2 and 3. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if thou have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. And all this was a matter of joy and gladness to Abraham. Now, comparing ourselves with the life of Abraham and his works that express his faith, do we appreciate that Christ has revealed himself to us? If that is correct, then that should be translated into actions and works that go along our faith in Christ. Coming to Christ and having faith in Christ is accompanied by a new plan of God in our lives. And in Christ we are a new creation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 say, therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Our attitude and characters will be changed with the Word of God and our obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us read now Genesis chapter 13 and see the works of Abraham, the works of faith. Genesis chapter 13. And Abraham went out of Egypt, he and his wife and all he had, and Lot was with him, into the south. And Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold, and he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, and to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, and to the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelleth then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and behold all the plain of Jordan, all the plain of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. From this story, Abraham faced a certain time of struggle with his nephew Lot. Both of them, servants, started to quarrel. The land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. In facing that situation, Abraham practiced faith in God and trusted him that he will receive the best from God. He requested Lot, his nephew, to choose what he likes. So Lot chose what he liked, the well-watered land, and what was left was Abraham. Abraham, as man of faith, trusted God, and he was able to see and welcome the promise of God to him. Every time there is a struggle or competition between you and others, do not be tempted to focus on the common material things between you and others. God can and will give you more and better things than of what was taken away from you. We know ultimately Lot had taken the wrong choice. Genesis chapter 3 verse 10 we read, and Lot lifted up his eyes and behold all the plain of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord. Sodom, it looks like garden of the Lord, as we have read here. But we know the destruction that is in there in it. The material things that people are quarreling on, it will bring destructions. Therefore, act and do as Abraham did. Forgive those who took advantage of you, and behave with you as Lot behave with Abraham, forgetting that Abraham, who took him with him in his journey to follow God, and now after he is blessed, he started to quarrel with the person who was the instrument of God to receive the blessings of God. As God wants you to open your eyes and see in your mind and behave in your and believe in your heart what God had promised to you. God said to Abraham in verse 14, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. God wants you to lift up your eyes from where you are and look and be able to achieve the following. God giving you new blessings. Open your eyes now. Be able to see the magnitude of God's promise. Verse 14, we read, for all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. The seed of Abraham is Christ. And every work we do in the name of Christ will endure forever. Amen. Number two, be able to see the future blessings for your descendants. In verse 16 we read, verse 16, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Sometimes we quarrel about material things because we are worried about what will be left for our children, but rather obey God and He will secure the good future to your children. Number three, take the step of faith to go forward and experience God's promise. We read verse 17, arise, what God said to Abraham, arise. Walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Do not allow pain and suffering and bad experience with unfaithful people hinder you from moving forward to receive and achieve what God promised to you and to the faithful people who are with you and who delight to remain and walk in the truth of God. God wants us to go forward once again, to reach new people. God wants us to respond to Jesus' call, who said to us, go and make disciples. Let us continue to do the good works of faith. Faith without deed is dead. It might be painful experience for Abraham to spend time and effort to build up Lot, and now he is showing unfaithfulness and willing to leave Abraham. But the truth is this: if Lot remains, then he is a hindrance to Abraham. And the evidence of that is clear, that when he left, Abraham was able to see clearly God's promise. Lot, he looks like a hindrance that was in the front of the eyes of Abraham. The same thing for you today. Certain people that you had work and labor hard would be better for you, that they will leave you. Exactly, they are hindrances for you to receive, for you to see and receive the promises of God. You might say that Abraham need to start from the beginning again. Yes, you need to start from the beginning, and this is hard and painful. Yes, that is true. And you might be facing the same situation, that if you permit what you previously labor and work at will move away from you, you might experience losses, and you might need to start from the beginning once again. You might experience losses, but these are temporary thing. And you might start a new small start, but do not forget that with such decision of yours to let those people who hurt you move away, the Lord had already placed you in the new way to receive His blessing and His promises that will enable you to do the good works of God. There are examples in the Bible that they started from zero after they faced rejection. Among them is Joseph. He started from zero when his brothers sold him. He again started from zero when he was put in a prison for the cause of that woman who falsely accused him. Jesus, when came on earth, he also started from zero and started to preach the good news and make new disciples. Both examples, you can see that their humble start was rewarded, and so prosperous their course became. In Job chapter 8, verse 7, Job chapter 8, verse 7, we read this. Say, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. You too will experience the same as you trust God and be willing to forgive, fixing your eyes on Him, and be willing to move on. Then you experience that the Lord had to prepare for you to do the good works of God, expressing your faith with you. Let's now come to the Lord. Renew your mind, renew your thought, and be willing to do the same kinds of work that Abraham did. Lord, we thank you and praise you, God, for your word. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Let your work, O God, bring life and revival in the life of your church and your people. Lord, we forgive those who hurt us. Lord, even they took things that we labor for, but we trust you, God, as we start again from zero, making new disciples, reaching new people, that you reward us, O God. You will help us, you will strengthen us, and you will give us success and translate our faith into deeds, that people will see you through our lives. Lord, take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand with us, keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. Let your word, the word of yours, bring the fruit that desire in the life of your church and your people. And now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.